the great and powerful Oz.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It is Movie Picks with Alice Reese. Daniel Starks here. We do have Alice Reese on the line. She is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner, and she takes time out of her Friday mornings to give us a review here on KETR of the movies happening across Northeast Texas. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
We've got a few movies we're going to talk about this morning. A few of them have been widely advertised. We've got Rush, which is the new one from Ron Howard. We also got Baggage Claim and Enough Said. Let's go ahead and start with Rush.
Ron Howard has been wanting to make this movie, according to what he has said, for years and years. It's a Formula One race car driver's story, a true story about an Englishman named James Hunt, who's played by Chris Hemsworth. He was the guy who was Thor, and he's lost weight for this. And Austrian Niki Lauder, who's played by Daniel Brühl, who's a German actor. And they were competitors and really bitter enemies, and it's a very complex story because the racing world is so complicated. For the Grand Prix of 1976, which is what this is about, for the World Championship, they had 16 races that they competed in. And in one of them, Niki Lauda is terribly injured. But anyway, it's all kind of a mix of showbiz and very, very competitive thrill rides. And I loved that part of it. I enjoyed the racing sequences. They made it so it's not just round and round the track. They had very great visuals and special effects. I'm not sure how they did it all. But it manages to hold your interest, and you can even tell the difference between when they're racing in Japan and in Europe. But anyway, this is written by Peter Morgan and directed by Ron Howard. Peter Morgan has been nominated for an Oscar several times, and Ron Howard has won. And they have really done a great job with creating this on-track and the off-track racing world of the 1970s. And it's mainly interesting because it is a true story, and they actually stuck to the facts. They captured it all very well, including the fact that Chris Hemsworth character, James Hunt, his wife left him for Richard Burton, and I had forgotten that. But anyway, that was a big little bit of showbiz aspect. But it's, of all the movies that these two guys have done, they've collaborated before. Morgan and Howard did a much better movie, I think, in the verbal pairing that they did with Frost Nixon. So I like that more than the Grand Prix racing, but it's a fine movie.
This next one I've seen some advertisements about, and it looks pretty funny. It's called Baggage Claim.
Yes, it's got some laughs, but unfortunately what's wrong with the movie is its star, Paula Patton, who is just drop-dead beautiful girl. She's done a lot of movies. She's always been part of an ensemble. She was in Two Guns and Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol, and she was in Jumping the Broom, and she had a nice part in Precious, and in Deja Vu. All of those, though, she wasn't the lead. This time she is in this romantic comedy, and she plays an airline stewardess, Montana Moore, or what do they call it now, flight attendant, I guess is more appropriate, politically correct term. And she's going way out of her way to try to find a man to actually become engaged in 30 days before her sister's wedding. And so she gets to see her friends, and one of them is played by Jill Scott, another airline attendant, and Adam Brody, he also is one, and they help her to use all kinds of probably illegal methods to trace down various flights to find her potential mates. And these guys are played by Taye Diggs and Trey Songz and Jimon Hounsou. And her next-door neighbor is Derek Luke, next door to Montana, and he's, of course, you think right from the beginning, well, he's the one who's perfect for her, but he has this longtime girlfriend. So there's not a lot of surprises. There are some really funny moments, especially from Jill Scott. She's excellent. But what's wrong with the whole thing is Patton is just not a good actress in this. She's just so over the top. Her role is just, she doesn't seem human. She's just, everything is just too big and too broadly done, and even their makeup is all wrong. She looks like a clown sometimes. The director, David Talbert, I credit him for that. I give him bad reviews for the her overacting and the makeup.
And this last one we're going to talk about is called Enough Said.
Yes. James Gandolfini is best known, of course, for his role in The Sopranos. And in this movie, he plays Albert, a 50-something guy who begins to date a masseuse called Ava, and she's played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And this is a very sweet romance and a good romantic comedy, much better than Baggage Claim, much more grounded in realism. These two people are in their 50s, and they fall in love. And the problem is that she is the masseuse for his ex-wife, who spends all her time bashing, saying mean things about Albert. But it's nonetheless, anyway, it comes out, as you would expect, as most of these romances do. And it's done, directed by Nicole Holofcenter, who's done quite a few movies, and this is my favorite of all that she's done, because it's a bittersweet examination of middle-aged love, and it also has quite a bit about the mother and daughter relationships, because each of these, the Gandolfini character and the Louis-Dreyfus character, both have daughters getting ready to go to college. But this, unfortunately, this shows this great side of Gandolfini, that he had this aspect to be tender and gentle and unlike Tony Soprano, and this was his last film, so we won't get to see that anymore.
Right. I'm sitting here looking at the Internet Movie Database, and it says that, this is the last one that, that has been produced, and it says that they were working on another movie that's supposed to come out next year called Animal Rescue, but it says it's in post-production. I'm not sure if they can finish it now that, he's gone.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to do it for today. We've had three movies we've talked about. It's called Rush, Enough Said, and also we had...
Baggage Claim.
Thank you. I closed that tab. All right. Baggage Claim, Rush, and Enough Said here on Movie Picks with Alice Reese. Alice, we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay. Thank you.
Alice Reese can be heard live every Friday morning here on your station at 7:20 during Morning Edition, or you can hear her archived episodes right here on KETR.org. For KETR, I'm Daniel Starks.